880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, welcome back to another edition of Freed on Business. This week, we've got the hot topic for you, immigration in South Florida and your small business. We'll also talk about family wellness, how to save your business from your creditors, and we'll have Victor Franks talking to us about executive wellness. He's going to tell us how to keep our brain healthy. So first thing I'd like to do is talk about a couple of the business topics that are trending today. Last week, Stephen Covey, author of The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, one of the most successful self-help books ever, died at the age of 79. Mr. Covey sold over 25 million copies of his book, and it's still in demand. I just wanted to talk about a couple of the items on his 7 habits. Number one, be proactive. There's nothing more important than looking into the future, guessing, and trying to act before it happens. Begin with the end in mind. Make sure that you have your end game planned when you start. I always like to say I'm playing a long game. Put first things first. Every day, I start out with a list, and I prioritize what's important and what's not. At the end of the day, what's important got done, what's not didn't. Seek first to understand and then to be understood. That's a takeoff on the old listen before you speak. Synergize. Make sure things work and get together and take on an energy that's more than what they would be on their own. And sharpen the saw and undergo frequent self-change. So you always have to be ready to drop what isn't working and isn't happening. I want to thank Mr. Covey for all those good thoughts and the way that he's helped us move forward, and I wish him well as he moves on down the road. A couple of the things that were hot in business today was that the stock market was up 210 points on the hopes that the euro debt situation will be solved soon. I wish them luck, but it'll be very difficult in my mind's eye for them to put all the pieces to that puzzle back together. And the other thing that happened in business that was pretty important today was that Facebook beat the expectations of the investment community when they reported their earnings, so that's a good thing. The local item that caught my attention today was the fact that the Easy Quick store is going to be closing in Coconut Grove. I made many business deals in Easy Quick while I was working there, while I was getting a sandwich or buying a drink, a soft drink there. I'll be very disappointed to see Easy Quick close, but it is one of our institutions here in Florida. It will last in my mind's eye forever. And the other thing I want to do is remind everybody of the other guests we have coming up on the show will be Robert Schwartz, MD. He's the professor and chair of family medicine at community health at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine, the University of Miami Health System. We call them UHealth on our show. Rob Denton will be on. We'll be talking about True North Financial and how he can help you get a financial reset for your business. Rob is helping many people that I know today getting their financial reset on their business. We're also going to have Antonio Canera Davies. Ms. Davies is one of the top immigration attorneys in the United States. When the president came to Miami, he sat down with Antonia and asked her opinion on immigration. We'll get her input on the issues of the day facing the USA on immigration and the impact of immigration on business. I think it's something we need to address. Here in South Florida, it's very obvious that immigration is an issue. And then we'll have Dr. Victor Franks talking about brain health. And then in my editorial at the end of the show, I hope that you'll stick around for this because it's going to be a good one. We're going to talk about bike safety and bike sanity. Can the two actually go together? So stick with us here on Freed on Business. We'll be right back after this short segment. We're going to have Dr. Robert Schwartz from the University of Miami Family Medicine and Community Health Practice on right after this. So stick with us here on Freed on Business back after this short break. Hi, this is Jim Fried. I'm looking for a few good partners. I invest equity with operating partners. If you have real estate transactions and need debt or equity, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Retail, apartments, land, office, hotel, and healthcare. We are seeking operating partners in all product sectors and in locations throughout the southeastern United States. Again, call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
Hey, everybody. This is John Mahoney with SocialMedia305.com. Many of you might know us as the online voice for the Freedom Business Radio Show. And what we do, we provide you access to your community using social media platforms. Now, we know most businesses are looking to take advantage of this and stay in touch with their community and their customers, but they're not quite sure what platforms to use or even when to use them. We can help you overcome this hurdle. We know where the market is, how to find them, how to track the conversations, and most importantly, how to engage your brand. You can reach us at any time at 305-710-2273. Again, call us at 305-710-2273 or feel free to drop us an email at contact@socialmedia305.com. Again, that's contact@socialmedia305.com.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, South Florida. Boy, I just love doing this radio show. We're having a great time today. We got great people, great guests, and great topics. Right now, we've got Dr. Robert Schwartz, MD. He's the professor and chair of the Family Medicine and Community Health Department at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine, part of the University of Miami Health System. We call them UHealth on our show. Today, we're going to discuss family medicine and the importance of prevention and overall health care. Dr. Schwartz, welcome to our show.
Thank you very much, Mr. Fried.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. So tell me, what's going on at the U about with the family medicine and community health? I know that Dr. Goldschmidt is very, very involved in making sure our community and our population remains healthy.
Right. And I think there's a clear recognition that preventive health is something that we need to address and pay much more attention to. And it's really a national healthcare issue that every physician has to address.
Now, how are you guys reaching out to our community and helping with the prevention out there? Because we have a big at-risk community here, and I'll bet a lot of them don't even realize that they can go get health care.
Well, that's true. The Department of Family Medicine runs the Family Practice Center in Overtown. It's called the Jefferson Reeves Health Center, and it's a training site for our medical students and our residents who are training to become family doctors. And so we provide health care to not only to Overtown, but to the entire community. We have patients that come from as far away as Homestead and certainly north in the Broward area as well.
Now, how does somebody get involved or get seen at one of your community centers, Dr. Schwartz? Because I'll bet you that people didn't know that they had this asset available.
They just have to come and show up, and they can register and be seen. It's free to the public, or free in the sense that anyone can come. Of course, there are medical charges. We accept Medicaid and Medicare and most insurance plans.
Now, will the governor's Will the governor's position on Medicaid impact your ability to deliver health services to our area's most needy people?
Well, I'm not sure exactly how that's going to pan out over the next year or two, but I think most of our patients are able to apply for Medicaid, and the Medicaid ability of patients who don't have insurance currently certainly will be available. But I can't give you the exact specifications of how the governor's response to the Medicaid issue is going to affect the average person.
Well, that's a reasonable answer. I don't think any of us really know how everything's going to roll out. I just hope that we can continue to have the safety net, because I believe that we're judged by how we treat our most at-risk people. And I think that we need to make sure that the safety net is there for people that will not abuse the system, but use it.
Yeah. I mean, it's clear to us that by doing preventive health, by getting to people early on, by catching hypertension and treating it, by screening for diabetes and treating those patients, for evaluating patients for heart disease, clearly early intervention makes a huge difference for the long-term health of patients in the community.
Now, and when we talk about the family medicine practice, do you take a look at the family unit as a whole, help the family leaders learn about things that can create good, healthful, basic things in the home, like good nutrition, good health care practices, things like that that maybe they didn't learn or didn't know?
Yeah, absolutely. Health care, in the as you're talking about in terms of prevention, is a major part of what we do. Every patient that comes in, even if they're coming in for an acute health care problem, we sit down with them, we talk about their nutrition, we talk about their diet, we talk about their exercise patterns, we ask them questions about their family history, who's in the family, issues like family abuse or depression. So we really cover the entire range of healthcare issues. Of course, you can't do it on just one visit. The idea in family medicine is really continuity of care and taking care of not just the individual, but family members as well.
Yeah, I have to believe that continuity of care is most important, because I know that if I have a medical problem personally and individually and I let it slip, it's going to get worse. I've seen it. Sometimes I'm lazy. Sometimes I say I don't have time. It just gets worse. You have to make time. You have to go.
Absolutely. And I think the future of healthcare is really going to be important for us as physicians to reach out to patients, not just waiting behind the desk, you know, for a patient to be sick, but reaching out to patients either by email or telephone calls or community health workers. The idea that we should wait for people to be sick is really an outmoded concept of healthcare.
Yeah, I think that that's one of the reasons we have high cost of health, is because people don't do it unless they're in crisis a lot of times. And I think that if we can do prevention, create a healthier population, I think it's almost a national security issue.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of data that show that people who have primary care physicians, whether it be a family doctor, an internist, or in the case of children, a pediatrician, if they have a relationship with a physician, the quality of their health care is clearly improved over those people who don't have a regular physician or who use the emergency room as their vehicle of health care.
Yeah, I know that my primary care physician is the number one weapon that I have in remaining healthy and well. Now, Dr. Schwartz, we only have about 30 seconds left, and is there a number that somebody can call or a website that they can go to learn more about the access that you provide our community? Because I don't think people know.
Well, they can certainly go to the university website, hold on 1 second.
No problem. We'll wait. I want to make sure everybody goes out and gets a pencil, because we're gonna get a phone number and some email addresses that you're going to need to make sure that your family stays well and healthful and that you're a positive contributing member of our community because of that. Dr. Schwartz, are you ready?
They can go to myuhealthchart.com, which is the address for our healthcare records, and they can then go to a site which will give them directions on how to get primary care health care for the University of Miami.
Well, Dr. Robert Schwartz, MD, professor and chair of the Family Medicine and Community Health Department at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine at the University of Miami Health System. We call them UHealth on our show. Dr. Schwartz, I want to say personally, as a member of our community, thank you for bringing health care to the people that need it.
You're welcome, and thank you for having me on your program.
It's my absolute pleasure. We'll be right back after this short break with Rob Denton, president and founder of True North Financial. Back after this.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars. And they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first year of service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
At the heart of medical breakthroughs are doctors who refuse to accept the status quo. There's one health system that supports their efforts like no other, providing an environment that encourages innovation and life-saving discoveries. That's why world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine practice here, literally transforming medicine as we know it. Our doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. And isn't that who you want taking care of you? We are U Health, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
Ask Dr. Victor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.askdrfranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is Rob Denton, President and CEO of True North Financial. America is stuck in a once-in-a-lifetime recession. It's affected us all. For many small businesses, the reminder is the constant phone calls from creditors and collection agencies. I talk to business owners all the time that are good people. They just need a reset of their credit situation. There are a few options today for the small business person faced with credit issues. True North Financial knows these options and can help you decide which course is best for you. True North Financial is here to give you a seat at the table with your creditors. True North Financial will give you a free credit analysis to see if you meet the criteria for our services. For more information, call me at 954-379-4738 or go to our website, www.truenorthfinancial.net. Let True North Financial start helping you today.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
Okay, South Florida, get ready for a download of information you need to know. We are here with Rob Denton. He is the president and founder of True North Financial. I can go through his qualifications, but the fact of the matter is that he knows what he's doing when it comes to negotiating credit card debt and reduction in it for you and your small business. Rob, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim, welcome. Thank you. Thank you for having me again.
It's my absolute pleasure. Now, before we get started, I want to talk about something up front. I want to talk about upfront fees. Now, do you guys charge just to talk to somebody? Because a lot of times that can be a scam.
Absolutely not. No upfront fees. We work strictly on a contingency basis, and which means if we are unsuccessful, there is no fee.
So you're on my team. We have an alignment of interest from day one.
Absolutely, from day one. And I want to clarify something. It's not just credit cards. It's bank debt. It's vendors. It's lines of credit, equipment leases. We restructure all types of debts.
Well, wait a minute now. I know that there's been all these firms that do credit cards and stuff for consumers, but you're commercial focused. That's unusual.
Let me be clear. We are not a consumer-driven firm. Right. We are a fact-based, proactive firm that actually helps small businesses.
Well, this is a small business information show, so it's a good thing you're on talking to my customers and my listeners out there. Now, you only handle commercial accounts, right? But what if the business owner is sitting there, having the same experience that many homeowners and individuals have been having. The business owner's sitting there, and he's starting to get the letters. He's starting to get the bad phone calls. He's starting to get driven crazy. This occurs, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. And oftentimes when we have a business owner who has personal issues, we will refer them out to a law firm. And we believe that on the consumer side, you should absolutely have legal representation.
Okay, so you're not a law firm.
Absolutely not, no.
But you are affiliated one and can refer them to one. Now, I know you're national in scope. How does that work?
Well, typically, we work with a law firm called the Oliver Law Group, and we do refer to them if you would like to speak with them. So they will help you, whether it's a bankruptcy issue or a small debt issue with credit cards, consumer-based stuff. They'll be more than happy to speak to you. We'll be more than happy to refer you over. But more importantly, if it's a business item, a lease, a loan, anything, a lawsuit, a collection matter, those are the things that we specialize in.
Now, that's something that I wanted to talk about today is what if somebody gets a collection lawsuit? It's gone past your 30 days, 60 days, 90 day. It's gone past the lady that gets $8 an hour calling you and driving you crazy. It's gotten past her boss calling you and giving you one more chance. Now they sent the letter from ABC Law Firm. It hits your thing. It sounds really bad. It's on special delivery, sent FedEx or some fancy overnight delivery to really look bad. The only thing missing is the gun that they didn't send you to put in your mouth. Can you help a guy that's getting these kind of letters?
Absolutely. Let's start off with the guilt and the shame. Sometimes when someone comes to your office and serves you a lawsuit, it can really hamper things. What happens with lawsuits is a lot of people tend to avoid or walk away or not even take the calls from the collectors. They only have one other thing to do. One of two things, actually, do nothing or sue you. And when you get a lawsuit, the most important thing to do is take a pause, relax, right? It's very, very important that you have to have a game plan.
Okay.
And doing nothing is a big mistake. Hiring a firm or hiring an attorney, not a bad idea. You certainly should, we don't frown against any kind of legal representation, but you still need to resolve the debt. And we step in, help, and negotiate the debt.
See, so you're not the lawyer. You're not working around all the things that are going on with the legal this and the legal that. You're talking business person to business person, and these are sometimes people you've dealt with. You have relationships with a lot of these creditors, don't you?
Well, let's call it a working relationship that's professional. We go in to negotiate, and we're not going to go in there and just chest thump and scream and yell, rant and rave. We're going to go in there with the facts. Right. And if you have a situation, you're in trouble, you're overwhelmed, you're getting phone calls, the creditors are calling, the collection people are calling, they're embarrassing your business or taking you away from your focus. Again, relax. Oh. That's what we're going to do. We're going to help you out and speak to them on your behalf. The biggest mistake, Jim, that you can make is continue to talk to them and not follow through with what you say you're going to do. So having a third party actually helps out in a big way.
Yeah, I got to figure it's like you got to have a negotiator. Now, people, they're getting the letters, they're piling up in their in-basket, they're ignoring them. Now they get served. What should they do?
Well, first thing that they should do is take a look at actually, is it them? Is this their debt? What do they plan on doing with it? If they would like to make a phone call and call my firm, we are more than happy to give them guidance, free consultation. We can walk them through it. Some situations do require that you should hire an attorney. We have absolutely no problem working with attorneys, and we will take the back seat on the negotiation. But first thing, if you do not have an attorney or you're not sure where to turn, give us a call. We can give you the solutions. There's several things to do, Jim. One of them is nothing. I can tell you that's one of the worst things.
Yeah, I got to figure you got to be proactive, but that's getting to the Stephen Covey intro that I did earlier. So you've been served. You've got representation. And the way that somebody found you was through their lawyer, or don't people get referred to you by other professionals too?
Accountants all the time. Accountants, bankers, leasing companies, they refer us all the time. Listen, we're all in this together, all right? The economy has really not gotten going the way we were expecting it to. There's no shame. We thought this would end a while ago. And quite frankly, it's been going on for a long time. And a lot of businesses are not in a position to deal with a collection lawsuit. It's a major distraction. So we can actually get on the phone with the opposition or the other side, speak to them about your problems and let them know that we're helping you resolve them.
Yeah, and you're really not the opposition. What you are is sort of, I believe, more like a referee.
Yeah. Well, we are not the opposition. The opposition, the dispute is between you and the other side. We step in as a third party. We're unemotional. We understand what's going on. And, you know, quite frankly, a lot of people need a voice who has an understanding as to how the collection process really works.
Now, we've talked for a long time. We haven't told anybody how to get a hold of you if they have a problem.
Well, what they can do is they can go online. They can go to our website at www.truenorthfinancial.net, or they can call me directly, locally, 954-573-4738. That's actually the best number to get me directly, 954-379-4738.
Okay, so we've got the phone numbers out there, but we haven't really talked, in my opinion, enough about who you can help. The big companies, the medium-sized companies, and the small-sized companies. The small-sized companies, and I'm talking about somebody that may have $15 million in gross revenues, is small to the banker today. They got to matter. They're overwhelmed. They're considering bankruptcy. They're freaking out. What should they do?
Well, again, relax. All right. There's a solution.
Sorry, I'm putting myself in their position. I'm starting to freak out a little bit myself. Just thinking about it makes me nervous, these calls and stuff.
There are solutions. And at the end of the day, you really need a plan and you need to stick to it. And before you can have the plan, you need to know some of the facts. Bankruptcy is an option. Again, doing nothing is an option. But with True North Financial, we will look at your entire picture, your income, your revenue, your cash flow, your accounts payable, your accounts receivable. There may be a reason why you're in this that you don't understand. We will do a free credit analysis for you to let you know exactly where you stand and what's the best solution. And at the end of the day, it's your decision. All right? We work with you all the way through the process.
Well, you said something. We only have a minute left, and you said something about credit. How does somebody's credit come through all this? I'm sorry, I got to cut. It's only a minute or so. How does somebody's credit handle this whole thing?
With respect to someone's credit, first of all, it's the business, and the idea is to get your business credit worthy again. And the only way to do that is to shed debt. You need to do it. You need to resolve these things. Unfortunately, you know, the entire economy, we all got drunk on debt back in the 2000s. We kept getting more debt. And now is the time to restructure and shed that obligation. And there's a right way to do it and a wrong way. We believe fact-based and proactive, and reach out and do it that way versus walk away.
Look, if it's good enough for Wall Street and for the auto industry, it's good enough for everybody. Rob, phone number, your direct dial, if somebody really needs help and is freaking out, what's your phone number?
954-379-4738, and they can get us, go to the web at www.truenorthfinancial.net.
Rob Denton, thank you so much for coming on. Our next segment is going to be Antonio Canera Davis. We're going to talk about immigration and its impact on small business in South Florida. Rob, thank you for helping our small business community here in South Florida and across the country.
Jim, thank you very much.
It's my pleasure. Back after this. Hi, this is Jim Fried. You know it's a good... hi, you know it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, Range Rover, Volvo, and Jaguar, they know this, and they know that that's why they always give their customer more. When I leased my Infiniti from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, complimentary key repair, complimentary first service, and even a complimentary personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 3.5 decades. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Hey, everybody. This is John Mahoney with SocialMedia305.com. Many of you might know us as the online voice for the Freed On Business radio show. And what we do, we provide you access to your community using social media platforms. Now, we know most businesses are looking to take advantage of this and stay in touch with their community and their customers, but they're not quite sure what platforms to use or even when to use them. We can help you overcome this hurdle. We know where the market is, how to find them, how to track the conversations, and most importantly, how to engage your brand. You can reach us at any time at 305-710-2273. Again, call us at 305-710-2273 or feel free to drop us an email at contact@socialmedia305.com. Again, that's contact@socialmedia305.com.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. I'm looking for a few good partners. I invest equity with operating partners. If you have real estate transactions and need debt or equity, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Retail, apartments, land, office, hotel, and healthcare. We are seeking operating partners in all product sectors and in locations throughout the southeastern United States. Again, call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. And now, WZAB traffic.
This traffic update is brought to you by Garmin. 95 southbound at Northwest 8th Street. We have one lane closed due to a breakdown. Palmetto Expressway westbound at Red Road, an accident causing some delays. On the Airport Expressway eastbound at the toll, the left lane is closed due to a breakdown. And out of Broward County, some slow traffic right now on 95 southbound at Sheridan Street. A Garmin newbie can show you the lane you need to be in. It makes every drive easier. Drive easy with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS navigation.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida. We have got Antonia Canera. She is one of the top immigration attorneys here in the U.S. We're going to discuss the key issues facing the U.S. today on immigration and the impact of immigration on business here in South Florida. Antonia Canera, welcome to the show. Have I got that right?
Yes, you do. Thank you, Jim. It's lovely to be here.
All right. Now, Antonia, immigration has been on the forefront of everybody's mind and a topic here with the election coming up. I really don't want to talk about who's right or who's wrong from a political standpoint, but what's right for America? What's right for our people that are trying to legally immigrate here and the people that are here that have a challenge with the governmental system that's in place today? How's that for a one-second answer? Go, you're on.
All right. Well, I think what is right about immigration is here in Florida, because we have a natural economic safety zone by having our microclimate of foreigners always coming. And we seem to never-endingly attract the Europeans when they want to come over and the euro is expensive, or the South Americans, or if they're leaving their countries for expensive kidnapping reasons. And we bring them here with money. They come with businesses, and they come with know-how. So South Florida is a really good example of how immigration should work all over the country.
Why doesn't it work like this in other places?
Well, I think that the attraction in South Florida is that we welcome immigrants, and we've been very open. When I first moved here in 89, it was kind of a sleepy town. But today, it's these, you know, the South Americans are all over. The Westonzuelas and Doralzuelas have become centers for these populations. And the Euros in South Beach transformed that community for us.
Now, what do you think the president is going to do to focus on immigration should he win another term? Or what do you think that the Republicans are going to do if they win? It seems to me like they're they're I just don't understand what any of them are saying. I got to just tell you the truth. I have no idea what's going on this issue, and I follow it, I watch it, and it just seems to me, what is it, Path to Progress, or I don't know what, Dream Act, I don't know, whatever. They got all these fancy names. All I think we need is a clean and easy way for people to have a pathway to citizenship, which is all they want.
And I think the thing that mind boggles is it brings out these reactions, right? Everybody gets so upset every time you talk about immigration. And I think now President Obama is a pretty amazing man, and he has turned the ship around in terms of who are we deporting and why are we deporting them. And that has been a big change. And if he continues, then this will continue. But also, I think when I spoke to him, what I said was, why don't we focus the dialogue on real immigration? You know, who really comes here and legally comes here? Let's get away from all the talk about illegals, because the new blood for this country, the gold vein that we've tapped into for so many years, are the hardworking, professional, entrepreneurial, sometimes wealthy, sometimes not, people who are willing to leave their country and come here and start again.
Oh, scientists. How about that? How about the U.S. rocket program, for instance? Not that I liked what they did before they came here, but they were all immigrants that ran the U.S. rocket program, and look where that got us.
And what about the kids that run Google and the kids that are out in California doing all this modern, I can't even keep up with it.
Yeah, we got Johnny. I hired a guy to keep me up with all that stuff. I can't keep up with it either. But a lot of these highly technical kids are coming here. And the other thing that I get exposed to is I mentor a lot of kids at the University of Florida. And when they graduate and they're from overseas and they want to stay here, a lot of them have difficulty because they're required to get a permit and they have to have an employer step up for them, and it's an extra step. And I really think that we need to keep in the United States these exceptional people that want to come here, and we need to make it easy for them to stay here.
Well, it's about time, you know, that message gets out. And I think that's what I was trying to say to President Obama. Let's find a short, easy way. We have it. We actually don't need a huge overhaul. I can get people here legally in 6 months. And that's something that exists, and people talk about the long overhaul. But it's not that far away. You can do it. It's just that it's not efficiently run. And so how do you stay here legally for more than 6 months? You can't. And then you have problems.
Well, how about the EB-5? We've only got about a minute left. Has that been working?
EB-5 is an interesting program. It should work if you have the right candidates. And I think that they're starting to surface. But a gas station you're revamping is not the EB-5 program.
Darn it.
Yeah, I know.
Well, listen, Antonio, I want to thank you so much for coming and bringing your progressive ideas, your on-point discussion. And I would like to have you back to talk about immigration again, maybe after the election. But if somebody needs some help with their immigration situation, how do they get a hold of you?
Oh, I think the best way is to go to my website, acanero.com.
All right. Well, A. Canero, Antonio Canero, absolute superstar in helping our country grow, our brain power grow. Thank you so much for being here with us on Freed on Business. And we'll be right back after this short message with Dr. Victor Franks. I hear him coming down from the mountains right now. Back
help,
after this.
I need somebody. Help. Not just anybody. Help. You know I need someone. Help. When I was young, so much younger. Help in any way. Now, but now these days are gone, days I'm gone, not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind. I'll open up the doors.
All right. Hi, this is Jim Fried. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars. And they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, complimentary key replacement, complimentary first service, and a complimentary personal assistant that you can always call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price. Always the best service, always Warren Henry. Hi, this is Jim Fried. I'm looking for a few good partners. I invest equity with operating partners. If you have real estate transactions and need debt or equity, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Retail, apartments, land, office, hotel, and healthcare. We are seeking operating partners in all product sectors and in locations throughout the southeastern United States. Again, call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
This is Rob Denton, President and CEO of True North Financial. America is stuck in a once-in-a-lifetime recession. It's affected all of us. For many small businesses, the reminder is constant phone calls from creditors and collection agencies. I talk to business owners all the time that are good people that just need a reset of their credit situation. Vendors, banks, leasing companies all want to get paid. True North Financial will help you reorganize your debt picture so you can get back to the business of doing business. We're fact-based and proactive. You deserve a professional who knows how to help you navigate these trying times. For more information, call me at 954-379-4738 or go to our website at www.truenorthfinancial.net. Let True North Financial start helping you today.
Ask Dr. Franks about his executive reboot camp. Ask Dr. Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.askdrfranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, this is Jim Freed, and we are back, South Florida, and we are back, but we are back with our world and national traveler, Dr. Victor Franks, high on the mountaintop in the Grand Tetons. Come in, Dr. Franks. Woo! Are you there?
I'm down from the mountain. Once again, I'm down on the river, Jim.
All right. Laying back, kicking back, relaxing, and talking to me today about keeping my brain healthy.
And don't we all need that?
Oh, gosh.
In these days of sensory overload.
Oh, my God. I don't know if I need all the capacity I can get and then some.
Exactly right. And there's so many things with brain health. I mean, let's not forget the obvious things such as limiting your alcohol intake, because of what that do, it decreases the oxygen to your brain, and you know the brain has an incredible need for lots of oxygen. So another obvious thing you can do is don't drink carbonated beverages, because what's a carbonation? It's CO2, the antithesis of oxygen.
I haven't drank a soda in I don't know how long.
I know you don't, and it's a good thing.
Thank you.
Another thing you do.
Why am I losing my mind then, Victor? No, I'm just kidding.
Well, there's other factors involved here. And those green foods that you do drink, they stimulate hemoglobin production in your blood, and you know the part of the red blood cell that transports oxygen. So you're doing a good work in that category anyway.
Well, I really work hard to try to keep my brain sharp.
Well, we're inundated from every angle with so much stress these days that anything you can do to keep your brain functioning better. Another thing, too, you think about how much most people these days, and I tell a lot of my clients this and I work on it for them, which is the front of their neck. It gets so tight because they're looking down all the time, whether it's a computer, reading, cell phones especially, even if you prop up in pillows in front of the TV, the front of your neck, those
So this is like the grouper thing that you make me do, right?
Yeah, where you jut your lower teeth out, and then you go up and down with your jaw as you turn your head, and you look. It looks ridiculous, but it really...
It's making the whole studio laugh. Juan's doing it in the room. Juan's doing it in the room. Juan, you look like Don Corleone back there, Juan.
I'm working on it.
I tell my clients, I said, if you promise me you won't do this in public, I'll show you how to do it.
Oh, Juan is definitely looking like the Don back there. The only thing missing is the orange peel in the mouth, Juan.
That's right.
Close enough. And another thing, this is crazy, but cholesterol, your brain needs it. There's this overblown danger that people are so cholesterol paranoid that, you know, all I want to do is order extra yolks with my eggs. If people order egg white,
I'll take that guy's yolk.
Please.
I mean, you know, that's wild.
It is. I mean, you know, your brain needs it. It maintains your neurotransmitters and your brain function. It builds brain and nerve tissue, not to mention nourishing the immune system. So cholesterol is essential, and, I mean, it sells a lot of statins, getting so many people paranoid about cholesterol, but your poor brain, please, it needs it. And also, the main food for your brain is glucose, and that's produced from carbs. That's the primary fuel, but you want to give it good carbs. I mean, look at you, especially, Jim, when you consume your over your allotted daily ration of Gatorade before you go out in the air. You turn into a raving lunatic.
Well, come on. I'm a raving lunatic all the time. I don't turn into one. I play one on TV.
Even more so. So instead of sugars and processed starches for the glucose for your brain, you know, stick with the whole grains, the fruits and veggies, and especially in Miami, beans. Beans without rice. I go to a Cuban restaurant, and I order black beans as my side without the white rice, and the waitress always gives me a funny look at the very least. I go, no arroz. And they go, huh? Really?
No.
So, and also, you know, fats. You got to have good fats. I mean, and I'm saying good fats, like,
well, good fats, salmon. Good carbs. Okay, so I talked over you there. Go over the good fats again.
Well, the good fats are, you know, obviously omega-3 fish oil, which is good for your heart as well, but wild-caught salmon, nuts and seeds, avocados, all these things that people think are, oh, it's got fat in it, they avoid. And we won't get into the whole weight loss thing right now, but these fats are essential.
Now, wait a minute. No. Let's talk about the weight loss thing for a minute. First of all, my wife feeds me plenty of avocado and plenty of good cholesterol and plenty of grain and plenty of good things. And I lost 40 pounds on that diet last year. And
exactly.
I've kept it off living the right way. And believe me, I have hamburgers and I have other things, but not every day.
Exactly. You don't have to be a saint, and really, burgers,
Lord knows I'm not a saint,
aren't so bad. It's the white bread around the burger that's so bad. It's not the burger.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, I got to tell you, I go out, I have one burger, I have one bun. It ain't killing me.
Exactly. I mean, like I say, you don't have to be a saint, and you are certainly not a saint.
Yeah, well,
I know you too well.
Come on. My wife may be listening here.
Okay, and, you know, other things that if you're more vegetarian orientated, flax seeds instead of the fish oil. And
well, wait, not the flax seed, not the flaxseed oil Barry Bonds use now.
Well, yeah, that's a whole different. we're trying not to promote steroid use. We're in the post steroid.
All right, yeah. We're in the post Marlins are good era too, but that's a story
that's
for another day.
What happened to Mike Stanton? Anyway,
he changed his name to Giancarlo and went on the DL.
Yeah, that's right. I called him Mike. So,
that's okay.
And tahini is another one for vegetarians, which is sesame butter instead of peanut butter. It's, you know, peanut butter as well.
I love that tahini stuff.
Spinach, all these things are really good for your brain. And once again, Jim, as I, you know, get up on my soapbox about vitamin D and getting some real sunshine on your skin, vitamin D is essential for your brain to work properly.
I want you to know is that I've started making sure that I sit outside for 15 or 20 minutes around 7:30, 8 o'clock on the weekends without sunscreen on, just so that I get my weekly dose of vitamin D.
Just soak it up. And you should do it more than just on the weekends if you can.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, I got a job,
know,
you know. I do the best I can. I walk outside. I mean, will it work if I just stick my hand outside?
Doubtful.
Okay, well, then I think I'm stuck with the weekends, but I also don't think I have rickets, so I think I'm doing okay.
I mean, after work, I mean, before, you know, right at sunset, it's the best time.
No, I love it. I love it right before sunset or right in the morning, and at 7 o'clock at night, the sun's hitting my balcony now, and it's just awesome.
Right.
In fact, I'm heading there after this, but you won't meet me there because you're in the Grand Tetons.
That's right.
Okay.
And so all these things, we've, you know, the food, the proper food, and not to mention, you know, the cholesterol-containing foods. But another thing, too, there's a lot of things you can do to keep your mental acuity. There's even games on your smartphone.
Well, games on my smartphone. My smartphone keeps me smart?
There's this thing my wife plays all the time, and it's, you know, it's these puzzles and that. But any of these that actually strain your brain a little bit, and even crossword puzzles, Sudoku, even playing the game of bridge, any of these games and chess, It really makes your brain stay sharp. My mother, to the day she died, did crossword puzzles, and she was mentally sound.
Well, I don't know.
There's a lot to do with that.
I don't know whatever happened to you if she stayed mentally sound all the way to the end, and look what happened to you here. Now, people, if people want to get a hold of you, Victor, how do they do that?
www.askdrfranks.com.
And when is the executive reboot going to be?
That's starting in end of August and then one in mid-September as well.
All right. And they can find out about that on Ask Dr. Franks too, huh?
Right. And one last thing here, Jim.
Give it to me, Doc.
This is something called Brain Gym. And a lot of people are dyslexic or minorly dyslexic and don't even know it.
Oh, that's me for sure.
Yeah, well, it happens to a lot of people, and this Brain Gym is an amazing thing. And one of my friends in Miami, she's a very famous tutor in town, and I taught her tutors that work under, mostly high school seniors or college students who were teaching her, the younger children all manner of tutoring, and they went through the Brain Gym for 5 minutes before they started their tutoring, and the performance of the kids was markedly better. She was stunned.
Well, Victor, email me a link to that so I can do that, and I'll talk to you in the next couple of weeks, and we'll talk off the air after the show. Give me that call we were talking about.
Okay, Jim.
All right. Ask Dr. Always Victor Franks. He's the best. We'll talk to you soon, Victor. And now it's time for my end of the show editorial, and I wanted to talk today about bikes and cars. Listen, bike riders, get with the program. Your radical shtick doesn't play anymore. You're no longer the victims. You're the people that are causing the problems. You want an example? A couple of weeks ago, on a Friday night, I was in Brickell. You creeps shut down traffic. Thousands of you, aggressive, making noises, kicking cars, hitting people, being very bad neighbors. And I'll bet you think that it really doesn't matter because you're just riding bikes and just stopping traffic. So let me tell you what I saw after you cleared out of the way and disrupted traffic illegally by running through all the lights and not following the traffic laws and basically being a bunch of scufflaws. I got no sympathy for you anymore, and I'm going to tell you why. Because when I was leaving Brickell, I went to the top of I-95 at the Brickell exit ramp, and what had happened was somebody had gotten rear-ended because they were stopped too long in a place that somebody didn't expect them to be stopped. And why were they stopped? They were stopped because you jerks were out there creating a dangerous situation. I got sympathy for you if you ride your bike and you get injured. I got a problem with somebody that hit you, but I also got a problem with you if you're a jerk. You got to get out of the way. You can't drive in busy streets in the middle of rush hour. Drive on the non-busy street that parallels it. Take the local roads. Take the high road. I know that us as drivers try to. Many of the people that I know that act as that are drivers out there want to give you the benefit of the doubt. They don't like the fact that you're aggressive, that you're always swinging out in front of them. And I've seen pelotons of bikes swallow cars for no good reason. You just gotta get with it, bike riders. Everybody wants Miami to be bikeable. Everybody wants the environment to be better. Everybody wants cars off the road. We're all in this together. And a few bad bikers out there are making it rough for everybody. Hey, bikers, get with the program. And if you got a problem with me, send me an email, jim@freedonbusiness. I'm happy to read them on the air, or call me at 305-541-2350 and talk to me, because I'm willing to talk to you, but I'm not willing to get out of your way anymore unless you start following the rules like all of us do. You're a person. You're a member of our community. Now start acting like it. Man, those guys tick me off. I want to thank our sponsors, True North Financial. I want to thank Warren Henry Automotive. I want to thank you, our listeners. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show, and please tell your friends. I'm really trying to calm down here. That got me so geeked up. Those people think they own the road, and they don't. They are nothing to me. Get out of my way if you're going to make a problem for me. Join our community. Give us feedback, and you better after this. Comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Tweet me at Jim Fried. Tweet the show at Fried on Business. Look for us on Facebook, LinkedIn. Oh, God darn it. I wish I had this taped. I forgot to tape this to put it on YouTube. Website, we get thousands of hits each week. If you missed this show, it'll be rerun on our webpage, www.friedonbusiness. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Remember, the person that wants to go do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. That's you, bikers. You just find excuses. Now, everybody go out there and make it happen. Superman's cape. You don't speed into the wind. You don't pull the mask off a Lone Ranger and you don't mess around with Jim. What out of South Alabama come a country boy? He said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money and he made some